Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
9:01 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on this Taco Tuesday. Joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline, head football coach for the Maryland Terps, he is Mike Locksley. What's going on, Coach Locks?
What's going on, Rob? How y'all doing, man?
Doing well, man. Got homecoming this weekend, Saturday, 3:30 kickoff. You can hear right here on 105.7 The Fan. You got the Indiana Hoosiers coming into town. Before we get to the game, how did Coach Locksley spend his bye week?
Wow. Let's see. So Friday, I was local and went and hit a couple of the local high schools, and then I actually got over to see the Matha St. John's game live in person. And then on Saturday, I went and checked out another high school game Saturday, and then I watched Indiana UCLA on TV and started kind of organizing my thoughts.
Rob, it's always great when these guys get some vacation and get to spend some time doing what they love.
Yeah, going to football games.
I like to do picks Indiana for homecoming.
Oh, man.
I'd like to get the number two team in the country right now. Like, huh? Anyway.
They're tough.
They're very tough. What can you tell us about this Indiana team that we haven't heard already? It seems like they're the biggest surprise of the season.
Yeah, I mean, well, the last two seasons, yeah. And I think we really started to see it maybe 3-4 years ago when they had the quarterback that transferred to Washington over there with Tom Allen and that, you know, and as I've said, well-coached team. I mean,
was that Michael
Coach Cignetti? Yeah, Michael Penix when he was there at Indiana, and they had the run under Tom Allen, and then Tom left, and then they brought in Coach Cignetti, who, you know, I have a ton of respect for, man, the job he's done at a place like Indiana, and it's what gives me the hope that, hey, it's an example of what it looks like, you know, with the investment that they've continued to make and that we're making now. To me, that's the program that we are most like in terms of where I think we can be and what we can do, and it's because of, you know, what he's been able to do. Bringing in the right kind of players, you know, this team is as advertised. They're good on defense. They're good on offense. They've got a quarterback that's playing at a really high level, and you know they've got some a running game. You know, Roman Hemby, one of our former players, is over there leading them in rushing. Kevin Wyatt, who was on that team as well, who played here, was one of their top tackle for loss guys, and they've got a really good team, and they're really well coached.
You know, they don't give up very many points.
Man. Yeah, look, it's been when I watched them play Oregon, I went, oh, okay, you guys are for real. Sorry, I wasn't familiar with your game, like. Cignetti just telling everybody, go ahead and Google him for what he's done. What is it about, I don't want to say the system, but like I love their wide receiving core. I was just going to bring up Hemby to you and how interesting it is seeing him come back. But what is it about this offense that makes him special?
Yeah, I think it's the diversity, but it always starts with the trigger. And they've had two veteran triggers the last 2 years that they've gotten out of the portal. They went and got the MAC player of the year a year ago, was their quarterback. And then this year they went and got Mendoza from Cal Berkeley. And both of those guys are veteran signal callers that you know, when you think of what Kurt has done offensively and the thing people, or, you know, Coach Cignetti has done, people don't realize he comes from a really high-grade coaching pedigree. His dad, Frank, who I actually had a chance to play against, was the head coach at IUP, is a Hall of Famer as a coach. His brother Kurt's an assistant, or brother Frank Jr. is an assistant who's been a coordinator at the Division I level, the NFL level. So he's been around football his whole life and really does a good job on offense of creating the diversity with their RPO stuff and the run game and the physicality up front.
Here with Coach Mike Bloxley, Baltimore Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Coach, you started off with some big wins, ending with Wisconsin beating them on the road. Impressive win. Then you lose three games by a total of 10 points. And I know Big Ten football all about winning, but you still have young men. How do you keep them engaged and keep them believing with such heartbreaking, gut-wrenching losses like that?
You know what? It's called slow progress, and we continue to show them. I mean, the things that jump out that tell you that we're on the cusp of a breakthrough of winning.
No doubt,
we're playing really clean football on offense. I think we're one of the top turnover margin teams in the country, which means we're not turning it over on offense. Which in some years prior, we were one of the worst. And then we're also on the defensive side of the ball being very opportunistic and getting a bunch of them. Our defense, as you've watched and seen, is a little further ahead than us in terms of how efficient they've been able to be. But I can tell you that offensively, the compliment has been we've used the time of possession up to help keep our defense kind of off the field from having to play a ton of plays. So there's no doubt that, you know, when to keep a young team up, you just have to keep showing them where there has been progress and then continue to work to fix the issues that come up. And we know for us, it's got to be better in the red area on offense, and then on defense is getting off the field on third down.
You mentioned briefly, what can you tell me about Fernando Mendoza? I mean, he seems like he's a really high completion percentage. Looking at the stat sheet, he looks real good.
Yeah, really efficient guy. You know, I think his QBR or his completion percentage is like 72.9%, and he's got like a 188 QBR rating.
188.5,
Yeah, that he's really, really efficient, and he's a guy that, you know, played at Cal Berkeley, played in that the spread system that they had run there, and really accurate passer, veteran guy, so he's got a big toolbox. He's been through a bunch of the storms, and you know, if you watch and look at his history of stats, he's gotten better every year, and there's no doubt right now he's kind of the head on it that he makes it go.
So, Coach, what, and I know that what the answer to this is, but what would a win mean on Saturday? Because, like, you look at the situation, most people are going to go, oh, my God, you got to face Indiana. As a competitor, that's the game I want to play, and that's who I want to be on TV showing out. Yeah. How does your team feel coming into this week?
Well, I mean, again, you know, the biggest coaching point for me with this group is, you know, don't play the number in front of them. We're playing Indiana. We don't play rankings and ratings. You know, they're pretty good in some statistical areas. And we've shown that we're pretty good in some statistical areas match up. But there's no doubt they're playing with a lot of confidence. And so for a team like us going into a game against Indiana, who, you know, right now is playing at probably as high a level as any team in the country, it's a matter of matching them with their efficiency. And, to me, that's the area. You know, if you look at the last three losses by 10 points, we've lost the big play metrics where, you know, we've given up 27 explosives on defense over the last three, and we've only efficiently had 24. And so when we talk about your three or four plays away from a different record, you know, we're showing our young team the metrics of it, that if we're, you know, big plays are a big part of winning. We're winning the turnover battle, but we're not winning the big play battle, and it's really close. And if you think about the last three games, they've been really close. And this is where, you know, we've got to make the plays when they're there to be made, whether it's a stop on defense, a score on offense, a catch on offense, a big play on special teams. And we've shown them where we've had these opportunities, and now it's a matter of learning from not making them and then getting it done against a really talented team at home. I mean, this is why you come play, and, you know, it's close to a sellout again. And, again, I'm really excited about this opportunity. I know our players are.
There he is, Coach Mike Bloxley. Takes on the number 2 Indiana Hoosiers at home. Homecoming coverage begins at 2:30 here on 105.7 The Fan. Kickoff at 3:30. Coach, good luck to you on Saturday, my friend.
All right. We'll see you there.
All right, bud. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Jacob Calvin-Meyer for the Baltimore Sun joins us at 9:30 to talk about the Orioles and all the managerial change, as well as some of the upcoming moves that he predicts them to make. But on the other side, it's the Daily Line.
Yeah, man, a great night last night. Yesterday, we had Monday Morning Quarterback, so it's kind of tough sometimes, but I threw a bunch of stuff in at the end of the show. Threw out five baseball props, and it's not normal that I like five props for a game, for a singular game. But what I was saying about last night is I just saw so much in this matchup, and everything correlated with the over, which was my favorite play yesterday. I swept the NBA, went 3-0 there. The only thing that kind of really kicked me in the pills is I went 3-1 with my props in the Washington-Kansas City game. But I had Washington plus the points, so that was the big L last night. But everything else went smooth, and I've got a bunch of great plays today, including another World Series play and some props I'll throw at you. That's coming up next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Little delivers. Freeman, it's one high in the air. Straight away center field. Farshow at the wall. Gone! Freddie Freeman! Mr. World Series ends the marathon at midnight.
He's now Mr. World Series.
Mr. World Series. Not the guy that got on base nine times last night with two bombs. He's not Mr. World Series. It's Freddie.
It's unbelievable.
He was amazing last year, but like this is, you got three MVPs at the top of your lineup. Three mother MVP.
And you walk the first one to get to the next two.
He's the opposite of Dak Prescott, too, Freddie Freeman.
Yeah.
His teeth are too big for his face.
Oh, my goodness, man. Jeez. He looks like he plays a piano with his mouth.
Yeah.
Jesus.
He's got those, what's his name, teeth there?
Yeah, Gary Busey?
Gary Busey.
Hey, the ex-presidents are surfers. Agent Utah, make it two. Yeah. It's like when I told the story when Wyman showed up at my wedding, yes, and he had new teeth, and I kept doing the mask. Smoking and Gary Busey all night.
That's cruel.
But that's what. But to be fair, when my dad did this, he I can't believe I'm doing this now. We're talking about games. My dad went to the dentist and got implants.
Mm-hmm. Rex Ryan implants.
Yes. And my dad literally said, "I want the whitest teeth you have." And the guy's like, "Yeah, it's not going to look right." And he goes, "I've always wanted the whitest teeth I could have." So he got it. Yeah, you look ridiculous. It just takes a while to get used to some of the new teeth because it changes your face shape. Yeah, he still has them. But anyway, that's the Dodgers Radio Network. Again, last night was great. I'll try not to sit here and take the extra arm out and pat myself on the back too much. But it was a really good night. Giving out five prop plays that all hit in a game with my favorite game of the playoffs. So yeah, it went 6-0. 3-0 in the NBA. And my favorite thing about the NBA games, you did not have to sweat any of it. You knew you won with minutes left to go in the game. You know, they always say if you watch an NBA game, wait till the last 2 minutes, find out if you won. Yeah. The only thing that could have hurt us was the under in the Mavericks game, which one of the teams didn't even score 100 points. But if it would have went to overtime, it could have changed things, obviously. So where do we go tonight? We have a little bit of everything. So let me just start it off. In the NBA, I like the Clippers. I like the Thunder. Clippers are on the road against the Warriors. Thunder at home. They should just handle business against Sacramento. But my favorite play tonight, talked about a shootout last night with the Bulls and the Hawks and how high scoring that was going to be. Would they score 260 or whatever it was?
Mm-hmm.
Well, tonight, people are going to look at this and go, no. Miami's in a game that's totaled 240.5. This isn't the same Miami team you're used to. The additions of Norman Powell.
It's not Thursday, though.
Oh, but that's not the Bulls. This is Miami. Miami's fine. Yeah, the Bulls are what you got to worry about on Thursday, man. According to some, by the way, Bulls are 3-0. The only reason I know that is Kai already texted me. Charlotte and Miami to go over 240.5. Charlotte is going to play unbelievably fast. And what people aren't going to realize is this year, Miami's playing unbelievably fast. Look at their scores, including, what was it, an opening night against the Magic where they dropped like a buck 30? So the over here is one of my favorite plays on the entire slate. College football, there's two games tonight. I'll give you a play on each, but the only one I'm playing is JMU and Texas State over 55.5. If you ask me about Kennesaw State, I would tell you to take the points there. Kennesaw State was favored by 10.5. It's gone down to 9.5 now. And it's just like some of these weeknight games, I'm happy we have them. But the thing with Kennesaw State and UTEP, and the reason I'm staying away from this game is, if for some reason Kennesaw State can get up a double-digit lead, two scores, which is very possible, they're favored by 10, I don't know that UTEP can come back in that game with the style of offense that they run.
Okay.
So I stayed away from the game. Total could go either way. Like, it just feels like it's a game that anything could happen, and I don't want to be the guy just because it's a weeknight game and I want to bet it because it's on the weeknight that I just take a pick on a game that I really don't even like. So, but if you force me to pick, I think I'd take the under. In the NHL... love the Blues tonight, like them minus 110, like Calgary and Toronto to go under 5.5. And Ed, I want to throw this to you because I got a text from a buddy last night saying all the teams play tonight. And I said something to you like, is that weird? But it is an interesting night because they're doing something different.
It's something really special. And this is kind of a very cool way they do this. What they do, and they're doing it tonight. Yeah. Everybody plays and they drop the puck every 15 minutes. And this is a different game. And it's
in each game, they drop it every 15 minutes. Give me the puck, guys. It's been 15. No.
No. What happens, I'll give you just a quick example. These two games facing off at 6 o'clock. Pittsburgh, Philly, Calgary, Toronto. 6:30, Carolina, Vegas. 6:45, Columbus, Buffalo. 7, Anaheim, Florida. 7:15, New York, Boston. That, you get the idea. Every 15 minutes, there's another puck drop, face-off. And every 15 minutes, a new game. They'll be showing highlights on ESPN of all the games. It's a big night for hockey. It's really fun.
That's really cool. Those are the two games that stood out to me in a full slate. I could find more, but again, I'm not sitting here. There's a lot of prop plays I like, and I'm going to give everything out. I'm just going to throw it all out, and you guys can do with it what you want. But let's start off with this Dodgers-Blue Jays game. And as I was telling the guys, like, a couple of thought processes on it. They played into the evening last night. George Springer left the game early. So what's his, you know, is he going to be available tonight? Do they have to do something different? Is he only available to DH? They got to tweak some things. I've said this plenty of times. The Blue Jays strike out less than any other team in baseball. Underplays have been just the absolute nuts in the postseason, especially with these strikeouts, because pitchers don't go deep into games. What you saw from Yamamoto on Saturday was an anomaly, especially in the postseason. And then now when you get into these games where it starts to be elimination, you know, the winner go home, or hell, if you win and go back to Toronto, Toronto's got to find a way to win one of these games. And the thought process on the game is like, do they come in tired, meaning the pitchers, and get knocked around? Are the hitters tired after basically playing a doubleheader? And it's not just a doubleheader. It's with the greatest stress factor you could possibly have. It's a World Series. Yeah. I mean, you played 18 innings in one day, and now you got to come back the next day. And
Same day.
Yeah, basically, yeah. And Rob and I were just talking about it. So Ohtani's played 18 innings and now has to come back and pitch today.
Yeah.
The algorithm, go ahead and take that sip.
Yes, sir.
Likes Ohtani to go under his Ks. It's my favorite play of all these props. It likes Ohtani under 18 and a half outs, which means he just gets to six innings or less, and you win that bet. It's minus 155. It's heavily juiced to the under. Go look and see.
So do you like the over or the under in the case?
I like the under. Okay. I think the initial thought process is they used all their pitching. But as I was just talking to Rob, if you think about the Dodgers, they didn't use all their pitching. The guy that pitched last is not going to be able to pitch tonight.
Right.
But everyone else will be available. None of the Dodgers' bullpen has pitched since, Friday night? Mm-hmm. Because Yamamoto went to the complete game. So I think all those arms are available. And then on the flip side for the Blue Jays, like I know they used a lot of pieces. Shane Bieber's going tonight. He's better than what his numbers look in the postseason. I like him to go under his outs. Go look and see pitchers not named Gausman in this series and not named Yamamoto and how many innings they've gone. If you get in any trouble, they're going to pull you early. I was actually surprised that they left Max Scherzer in after the third inning. I thought they were going to pull him then, but they waited till the fourth and said, all right, he got one out and now you're done. But the plays that I like in the prop plays, Shohei Ohtani under 6.5 K is my favorite. Shohei Ohtani under 18.5 outs. The other one was Shane Bieber under 15.5 outs. And I'm going back to the well. You don't go away from him. And granted, we got lucky because of extra innings. Vlad Guerrero over 1.5 bases. You don't have a 1.343 OPS for no reason.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if it's two singles, a double, home run. He's very capable of he's hitting for average in the postseason. He's in over 400. So to get him at even money to go over 1.5 bases, I might just play it blindly in every game. And I don't think it's silly to do that because he's just been locked in. So, again, my favorite plays tonight. I'll recap it quick. I do like Calgary, Toronto under a lot as far as the NHL. But my favorite play, Blue Jays under to go along with Shohei under Ks. I love the Charlotte Miami over, and I really like that JMU Texas State over.
Thank you very much. There you go. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Joe LaCroix's Encore 945, but on the other side, Jacob Calvin-Meyer talking Orioles up next on The Fan. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan on this Taco Tuesday. Joining us right now, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com's own, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline. He is Jacob Calvin-Meyer. What's going on, JCM?
Hey, fellas. How are you guys?
Doing well.
Hey, I made that guy in Washington, that running back, change his name to Bill. He can't be JCM. It's yours, man.
So. That's good, man. I should have trademarked that thing before he came in the league.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're more popular than him.
I might be better at my job. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. the Commanders are going through it right now. Their injury luck is pretty bad, so it's been a tough stretch for them.
Well, what's the excuse of the Minnesota Vikings?
Yeah, listen, I have to be honest. I'm actually going to compliment you here, Rob. Rob and I made a little bit of a wager about the Vikings and the Lions after J.J. McCarthy won that first game for the Vikings. And I said that the Vikings would be better than the Lions. Then the next week he gets hurt, and I text Rob and jokingly say that I want to void our bet. And he actually said that he would. And I declined, but it was very kind of Rob to think about voiding our wager despite the fact that he's easily going
to
win it now.
You've been sitting next to Rock too long thinking the Vikings are going to be good. I mean, I'm a Justin Jefferson truther, and I could have told you that.
Yeah, it was – listen, it wasn't my best moment.
Tell us all about Craig Albert as the new manager for the Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah, really a really interesting hire. I think – you know, the thing that I think people might really glob onto is the fact that he doesn't have any major league managing experience, which I think a lot of the fan base, a large portion of the fan base wanted. But if you set that aside, he kind of checks every other box that you would probably be looking for in a manager. Somebody that's, I think some of the more encouraging aspects is the fact that he spent most of his career in two of the smartest organizations in Major League Baseball, the Tampa Bay Rays and the Cleveland Guardians. It's not a surprise that teams are looking at those organizations to pluck talent from, both in front offices and in coaching. And also the fact that this isn't somebody that you know, this wasn't the only opportunity for him. He was a finalist for multiple jobs last year and pulled himself out. Cleveland wanted him to stay and gave him a promotion. And he also got several other interviews in this process. So it's encouraging that other teams wanted him, the team that he was with and the Guardians wanted him to stay, and that he wanted to be in Baltimore because he turned down multiple offers last offseason, but he accepted this one. So all of those aspects are pretty encouraging.
Well, as a kid who had to shop in the Husky section, I was a catcher as a kid. So why is it that catchers seem to make such good managers?
Yeah, I think the easiest answer is that being a manager is essentially a communication job where you have to deal with a bunch of different people. And that's the same thing that you do as a catcher in managing a pitching staff and also directing infielders and stuff like that. So, like, yeah, Mickey? Sorry, Mike. I thought Mickey Mouse Clubhouse would entertain her.
That kid hates our show, man. She's always trying to ruin it.
No, she's jealous, she can't be on.
She's trying to get on it, yeah.
Hey, Ed, and, a better question for you, Ed, is whatever happened to the Husky section?
Is not existing.
I don't think it exists anymore.
Wow, and now kids are fatter than ever.
That's because the section's plus size now.
Yes.
Yeah, they have Lane Bryant for kids. Yeah. Sorry, Jay. He's just back like, what happened? I was answering a question, and now we're talking about fat kids. Oh,
I honestly have no idea what we were even talking about before the Husky
Well, let me ask you this as the manager, because I've seen people writing, I don't know who this guy is, what a terrible hire. And all I've seen from baseball people is talk about how intelligent and how great he's going to be. I watched some of the videos of him working with Joey Bart on framings. I think it's going to be a really good hire, but it has to be followed up by a strong offseason as well.
Yeah, like, so I think the thing you mentioned with Bart and also the fact that he worked with that catcher over there in San Francisco at the beginning of his career, and he's, you know, probably the best defensive catcher in baseball. I don't think it's unfair to look at this and say, hey, this could help Adley Rutschman a little bit in having a guy that has had some success with other catchers in his past. But listen, this isn't – what I'm about to say isn't like a fun hot take that everybody's going to love or whatever. But like managers, of course, matter. But the way that they matter is mostly in stuff that we can't see on a day-to-day basis, and that we certainly won't know until middle of next season and maybe even years from now on whether or not this guy is good at his job or a difference maker. Jeremy, for example, they haven't set the betting lines yet, the over-unders for wins for next season. But if they had, let's say the Orioles 2 days ago were at 82.5, the line, in my view, would not have moved at all with this hire, right? Okay. I don't – because the vast majority of managers that you're going to hire, it's just an unknown, right? This isn't such an amazing hire, like maybe a Bruce Bochy type.
Yeah, players move the line, not coaches or managers. I mean, that's
exactly.
Yeah.
So right. So at the end of the day, the success of Craig Albarn as his manager is more up to Mike Elias and David Rubenstein and Gunnar Henderson and Adley Rutschman than it is on stuff that he does. And it's the same reason that Brandon Hyde was fired, because of a lot of the failures of those people. Had the season this past year start poorly, and he got fired. And so, no, listen, this is a pretty solid hire from – it checks a lot of boxes. But at the end of the day, if they go into next season and they don't acquire some legitimate pitching and maybe a middle-of-the-order bat, it's kind of all going to be for naught.
Thanks a lot, man. And let's get you back on in a couple of weeks to talk some hot stove baseball.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot. Thank you, man. Calvin Meyer, 410-583-1057. Let's go to Catonville. Jeffrey has a late shovel. What's up, Jeffrey?
Yeah, first of all, shovel to me for missing the shovel boat, if that's a thing. But the real shovel goes out to the members of the United States Congress. Like, what are you all doing? You can't get the government open, but you still have time to go in the news and talk about how you want to subpoena the commissioner of the NBA. Like, bro, get your priorities right here, guys. Let's go.
I
mean,
Jeffrey, I like your word, priorities. There's nothing wrong with them wanting to do that, just not right now.
Yeah.
Not right. Now is not the time to worry about that when you have people who just lost a paycheck last Friday.
Well, there's plenty to this, because you know what this is. It's look over here while all this other stuff's going on.
It's a smokescreen.
There's no reason for the government to be shut down. And again, I'll go back to this because I hate both parties. The fact that this mudslinging that happens between both parties, and it doesn't matter who it is, The only people that miss out are us.
You're missing people. You're using people as pawns,
it's
man.
It's just unbelievable.
I agree with Jerry. Listen, you want to subpoena him? Fine. Deal with that first, and then get back to Adam
Release
Silver.
The Epstein files for crying out loud. Everybody wanted them, and why don't we want them now?
Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas. And speaking of shovels, I should give it to y'all for letting somebody call in all the way from Colorado yesterday, giving me a shovel about some damn Cooper Rush. You know,
well, the guy is right though.
You deserved it.
Yeah,
I ain't deserve it, man. I mean, well, at least now, man. Can't you say that we got the best backup quarterback and the best third string quarterback on the roster now, though?
No.
You wouldn't say that?
No, I wouldn't say that. It would be ridiculous.
You didn't even get it out with a straight face, and I can't even see you. He's over there smiling. Stupid-ass question.
Who's the better third-string quarterback than Cooper Rush, though, right now, though, in the league?
Who cares? It doesn't matter.
Are you calling Huntley the best backup quarterback in the league?
Yeah, I mean, I would say.
No, stop.
I mean,
stop.
Speaking of Huntley, right, since he's fixed his system and everything, I know he's an unrestricted free agent at the end of the season, yeah. Right? I mean, you think the Ravens should sign him back since, you know, I mean, we
Who
keep
cares?
Letting the guy go. Yeah. And
who cares?
Yeah. Who cares? Yes. You say that when Lamar get hurt again next year. You're going to be like, oh, we ain't got no quarterback.
They're 2-5.
Well, like Trippy said, they 1-0, you know, right
okay,
now.
Okay, well,
you know?
Trippy is not the National Football League standings. You know what I mean? Stop it, man. Stop.
Right, man, I mean, just you know, some thought-provoking conversation.
That's not thought-provoking. It's silly.
Yeah. All you're doing is provoking me.
Yes.
Ain't no thoughts.
Ain't no thought to this, man.
I don't want to talk about a third-string quarterback.
I'd rather you call and ask to tell us about the Dallas Cowboys than that, right, to be honest with you.
That guy should call back and give you another damn shovel.
No, man. No. Y'all let them trip behind my back, too. I would never let nobody do that to y'all, you know? So,
you talk trash about our backs on that Dallas station.
You talk,
shut up.
Yeah, we hear you. We hear you, Rashawn.
Yeah, that's true.
Listen to your laugh. Hey, man, have a good day, Rashawn. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Be messing with Joe on the intercom.
I knew you did it when you said it.
I made Joe laugh last week.
Did he like it?
I'm sorry. I made him smile. He laughed a lot. I made him smile.
He probably didn't like it.
My face cracked a little bit. He's got, you know, corners of it.
When I don't work here anymore, you're going to find out I'm a really nice guy.
No, I already know you are. That's why. If I didn't think you were, I wouldn't mess with you.
Dude, like, you're at the top of the list to shoot up the building.
You know that's not true. There's a person that works in engineering.
Hold on. He's on his own list. That's not.
And if you notice, I'm always nice to him because when he does it, I want him to give me a text. Hey, get out. I'm not asking a question. I'm not telling you guys nothing. When you see me just exit stage left, if you don't follow me, that's on you.
I think he's one of the best people here.
I think so, too.
I'm saying that out loud. Is he listening back? I think you're one of the best. No, he is. He's like one of the nicest guys.
He is.
But
he's tired of the BS.
But it is funny. I used to talk about a guy that worked here, and Scott would laugh his ass off. Carson would laugh his ass off. Because we had a guy that would walk up and down the hall, and when you walk by him, he would do like the Japanese... Yes. You doing okay? He's shaking his head at you like that. And I said, I'm always going to shake my head at that guy. I'm always going to bow to him because that's the one I'm worried about.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and he wasn't white.
They all are.
It's like the Karnak. The Karnak thing was like.
Eddie White.
The school shooter. Or no,
black,
the answer was.
See, black people, we target the source. You all shoot up the whole building. Yeah. Innocent people. I'm targeting the source. And that's the encore for today, Ed Norris.
And the encore today and every day brought to you by the Lions Den. Look, as guys, especially on this show, we talk stats, trades, touchdowns, passion, pleasure, romance. I'm guilty of it. However, at Lions Den, got your off-field game covered. Everything you need to score where it really counts with your partner. So check it out. Seriously, the Lions Den. LionsDen.com and a bunch of locations in our area. Please check it out and stay, you know, just up your game, man.
Now time for you to find out what we learned today. Eddie, what you learn?
I mean, I think what I learned today, the best part of today's show for me was we're in the middle of watching history being made, and I don't know if people really appreciate it because there's so much idiocy being thrown out there about Shohei Ohtani. This is the greatest baseball player in the history of the game. It's not up for discussion. You can't defend an argument against it.
No disco.
No, it's just you cannot. He is He's an ace pitcher and maybe the best ball player we've ever seen on offense.
Has anyone ever struck out 10 batters in the NLCS? Yes. Has anybody ever hit multiple home runs in the NLCS game? Yes. Has anyone ever done the same in the same game?
Has anyone hit 50 home runs and stolen 50 bases?
No.
Anybody get on base 9 times in a single game in the World Series?
Not since 1908.
It wasn't even the World Series, though.
Well, it was
a regular season game.
Unreal, man. I'm with you. I'm with you. I mean, he is one of those few players that you look at and you say, it's an honor to watch you perform.
It is. It really is.
Yeah. I mean, it's just amazing to see what he's done. And I can't wait to watch him pitch tonight, even though I'm rooting for him to scuffle a little bit.
Couple of national days. Today is National Chocolate Day. You guys like anything chocolate?
Dark chocolate.
Other than me.
Just you, Rob.
Just you.
Why you beat me to it, man? Did you know I was going there? Yeah.
The dog.
Dark chocolate, my friend.
Today is also, hey, Ed, you and I used to be in this category. Today is National First Responders Day.
Yeah. Someone asked me last night, actually the commander of the Northern District, are we still doing First Responder Friday? We need to start acknowledging that again. Yes.
You got to talk to the people, man.
I know.
Hey, people, let's do it.
Birthdays of sports. Today would have been Bowie Kuhn's birthday, former commissioner of baseball, and former Orioles relief pitcher Sammy Stewart would have celebrated a birthday today. Former NBA player and coach Lenny Wilkins turns 88 today. Caitlyn Jenner, once Bruce Jenner, turns 76 today.
They both turned out.
Former MLB pitcher Juan Guzman turns 59 today. Former NFL player Ernie Mills turns 57 today. And former MLB pitcher Braden Looper turns 51 today. Joe, former NFL players Steve Atwater and Terrell Davis, who were actually teammates, share a birthday today. Mm. Who's older?
Steve Atwater.
Steve Atwater?
I'm going Atwater.
Atwater?
So am I.
Atwater? You guys are all correct. Steve Atwater today turns 59. Terrell Davis turns 53.
Yep.
Is it my turn? My turn now?
All right. I got some good stuff for you guys.
Where can you buy donuts, Cheerios, and SpaghettiOs? At Whole Foods. That's H-O-L-E. Sorry. Now that I'm getting older, I realize that Grumpy Old Men isn't a movie. It's a training video.
Yeah, it is.
Scientists have discovered that boiling water successfully kills some cancers. They had hoped to use the same on Leos and Virgos in the near future. I got thrown out of my local park for arranging the squirrels by height. They ain't like me criticizing. Two meteorologists I know dated for a while. They had a stormy relationship. This is so stupid. Here we go. Times were tough growing up with dwarf parents. I'll never forget how tough it was for them to put food on the table. I recently went to a costume party dressed as a car key. They threw me out because I looked like I might start something. Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse were in divorce court. The judge says to Mickey, "You said here your wife is crazy." And Mickey replied, "No, I didn't. I said she's effing goofy." And the last one for you. What's the difference between light and hard?
What?
You can actually sleep with a light on.
Hey, Jeremy, remember the days before we went on camera? Ed used to have a regular old plastic cup. Now he's got to go all Johnny Carson with the coffee mug. You didn't slip that by me. Vinny and Haiti up
what's
next.
What's in the mug, Ed?
Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Taco Tuesday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.